Hey everybody, welcome to the Common Sense Show. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host, and we're the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time, but that's not good enough anymore. We need to expand our reach, and because this is a digital platform, and because our podcasts are on digital platforms, we need for you to please take the lead and share these broadcasts far and wide, and please share them with people that need to hear them. Not with your next door neighbor that agrees with everything you say. That's nice, you can do that, but we need to hit the people that don't know what the hell's going on, because before much longer, we're going to need the sound of millions of marching feet. I'm telling you, things are coming to a head. I got a cryptic message last night from Liz Harris, who was expelled from the Arizona House for simply presenting evidence to an election integrity committee about election integrity violations, and they kicked her out. And she sent something to me last night, absolutely was phenomenally provocative. And she's known to do this. She's very clever with her words. She would have been a good writer. Let me just read to you what she sent me. I had sent her a couple of things, and she said, "Rest up, Dave. It's going to require that we are well rested." That's pretty cryptic. That's from Liz. And she's pissed, and I don't blame her. The people of her legislative district were disenfranchised. Anyway, we have a special guest today. Her name is Sarah Westall. And we're going to be talking about censorship. And this dovetails back into what Liz is talking about. And also, here, by the time you've heard this, I will have been presenting at the Arizona Tea Party. And we're going to be talking about censorship, because very soon it's possible that you're not going to hear my voice, Sarah's voice, any other voice, unless it's state approved and you're saying all the right things, just like the turncoat traitor Laura Ingraham is doing on Fox in a desperate attempt to hang on to her job after it was announced for a while that she wasn't going to be part of the new lineup. Well, they backed off that new lineup for the time being, and she's auditioning for a new part, saying that Biden will beat Trump and DeSantis will beat Trump. Well, you're doing a hell of a job, Laura. You're just a political prostitute. Before we go to Sarah, first of all, I need to let you know that the food supply is rapidly shrinking. We're at the lowest cattle level in 60 years, and they've passed, Biden has instituted another executive order to outlaw farting, and I'm not joking, methane, nitrates. Farms are going to be destroyed, and your food supply is going to be gone with it. So you need the best form of storable food you can. The last thing you want to do is stand in a Biden bread line. Can you imagine what you'll have to do to get your food? So go to preparewithdave.com for restaurant quality food, 25-year shelf life, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, so you have lots of diversity in the food, and 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. One more thing, Noble Gold. I've been an advertiser for 6 years, been a customer for 5, so I'm going to give you this warning off the top. All investments are risky, and past performance cannot be a predictor of future performance. I have been a customer for 5 years. And if you stay in the banks, Dodd-Frank will be invoked as the banks fail to soften their landing at the expense of your accounts. They can take your money, and it's supposedly legal. I think it's illegal as hell, but nonetheless, it's a law that's on the books, and it's been there for 13 years. And they will take your money. Let Noble Gold get you out of the bank and invested in assets that will appreciate precious metals. Gold's been number one. Silver's a close second. And that was true last year. It's true this year. Let Noble Gold help you. I'll send you a free information packet. No one will bother you. You can look at it, call the number that's there, and say, yeah, this is for me, and obviously Dave is believing in it too, which I am. So go to DaveHodgesGold.com. That's DaveHodgesGold.com. Well, we've got a gold nugget here in Sarah Westall. She recently had a two-part conference, which I was honored to be a part of in the second part, and the subject was censorship. And what I'm telling you, you need to take this to heart. This is not hyperbole, people. This is not a might be. This is a will be, unless we change things. Within months, you will not hear my voice. You will not hear Sarah's voice. You will not hear Doug Hagman. You won't hear Paul Preston, Ted Brewer. You won't hear any of us much longer. Sarah, welcome to the show. And I'm going to let you take what you learned from your censorship conference from your multitude of distinguished guests, and just tell us what you think is coming. But I'd also like your opinion on Senator Bennett from Colorado, the ultimate communist, ultimate Politburo who should work for Pravda. I'd like you to take what he's trying to do to us and break it down so people can understand how serious the threat is.
Well, you know, I started UnitedForFreeSpeech.com or United for Free Speech. It's a nonprofit that we started. We are running the censored conferences, and the point of the whole organization is beyond just, you know, doing conferences. We want to make a difference from a lawfare standpoint, from a political standpoint. We want to change this because every leader in history, including Jesus, said that free speech is the foundation to having a civilized society. I mean, it's that serious. Okay. The speakers that we had on were very high profile censored people. And so they didn't talk about censorship per se. They talked about their work and how it's been censored and how important topics have been censored that are important for people. You know, because you can only talk about censorship so long. It's not the topic of censorship gets kind of like, well, I've heard it here, but you haven't heard the censored topics. And the censored topics people need to hear, you know, and human trafficking is probably the most censored because the most powerful involved in it. And so they censor that the most. They don't want you to hear censored topics because it would change the needle. It'll mess up their agenda. And censorship isn't new. It's been happening since the beginning of time. That's what tyrants do. The first thing they do in order to take over a country, a state, or an area is to lock down the media and take over the narrative. They know they need to do that, and that's what's happening here. And that's why it's so critical that these messages get out and these censored topics that you hear about them, because you can't make decisions about your life unless you know about the topics. Now, for example, the economy. The economy is in worse shape. I wrote an article, and I've written many articles. I've talked to many economists about the economy. You know, we're worse off right now. The signs are worse than 2008. The banks that have collapsed are worse than 2008 already. In size, not number. And there's so many indicators that we are really in trouble from a financial standpoint, but the mainstream media won't tell you that, right? I mean, how much do you hear from they hear about, oh, we might be entering into a recession. Oh, yeah. I mean, they say some things because the people are rumbling and they have to address these things, but they're not really telling you the truth. Look what happened in 2008. Where it was all over the media. The Congress talked about it. It was central, remember? It was a big deal. What are we having here? It's not a big deal. It's as washed under the rug as much as they can right now. They are doing a good job. They had the debt ceiling. Okay, we're having the same debt ceiling conversation that we have every year. You know, I mean, that's the games that they play. People, the average people, do not understand the situation that we're in. And so I'm just using that as an example. Yeah, the new one, the Senator Michael Bennett from Colorado, has a new legislation going through called the Digital Platform Commission Act. It's essentially the same thing that we saw, you know, a couple years ago with what was her name? The nanny that was singing the nanny song. She was really a Ukraine disinfo person. And the public, it was such a huge outcry that they canned it. But they've been trying to do this for a while. There's different organizations popping up within the federal government, different offices, you know, that's getting no media attention, where they're trying to do the same thing. The Durham report talks about some of this stuff. But this new one that's going through Congress, they're talking about setting up behavioral codes, you know, a six-person panel. Six people. I don't know how six people can ever decide anything when it comes to speech. Six-person panel deciding behavioral codes. There's some good things like age verification standards. You know, we all kind of want our kids to be protected from things. Of course, well, they are transgender
there,
stuff.
There you go. See, I was going to say the schools and the nonsense going on in the schools with our kids, and they dare to say they can censor mediums that we use for age when they're egregiously violating the morality of our kids?
Yeah, it's just, this has gone off a cliff. I mean, we've really, what they used to say, jumped the tiger or whatever they used to say. we've gone so far that Donald Jeffries says that the Democrat Party is evil and the Republican Party is stupid. That's what he calls them. I actually think they're all working together, and
Oh,
it's a uniform
they are.
party.
They are. You know, I've been deeply into Arizona voter fraud, and the Democrats and their partners in the voting industry stole the election of 2020. In
Absolutely,
2022,
they did.
it was mostly the GOP that went after America First candidates.
Yeah, exactly. They didn't fund them. Tom Emmer, who was a person from my neck of the woods, he was a congressman that worked with, what's his name? The head of the Senate. Why is it going out of my head? He's an awful person. You know who the head senator, the head of the GOP, they work together to keep money out of the hands of the Republican candidates, American First candidates. Tom Emmer was a big part of that. He was the one that ran that committee. But we're in a precarious situation. I talked to you a little bit about Cliff High's work, and he's very entertaining. He does more some of the woo-woo stuff and stuff, and that's fine. But he also has a predictive analysis tool that actually every major industry, every marketing group, all the major companies use these tools to figure out what's going to happen, where the country's going, where people are going from a marketing standpoint, or from a where to gauge things. But he uses this to do predictive analysis for the people, and he's saying that there's going to be the emotional levels have increased to the point where we're at the highest levels he's ever recorded, and he's been doing this for a few decades, and that June is where he predicts there's going to be another peak. That means that emotional tension needs to go somewhere, and it always does. It can be released in other ways. People can get out and outside and play sports and do all these things, go out and protest and stuff, but it can also turn into violence. I mean, we have a powder keg that we're sitting on in this country, and the mainstream media is fueling it beyond belief because of the things that they're doing. The mainstream, the Congress, the different state legislators. I'm in Minnesota, and our Congress, because we have a completely Democrat three, I think it was set up, it was fixed, but I can't prove it. We have all the Congress, both sides of they have the governor and they have Congress. And the Senate, they have it all, and they've raised the budget. We have an $18.5 billion surplus. They're spending all that, and then they raise taxes beyond that, and so they raise the state budget by 40%. 40%, plus I think they're using us as a test area for their left lunacy, or for the whole World Economic Forum globalist agenda. We're also a sanctuary state for transgender. We are, I mean, every single agenda item
Well, what are they
that
saying
the
there?
left is happening.
What do they say? Cut your genitals off and move to Minnesota? What the hell kind of sense does this make?
I don't know, but they're going around parents, and they want government-funded surgeries for transgender youths without parent consent. That's what they're going after. They're also removed the language about protecting pedophiles. They've removed that through legislation. This happened last week, where the definition of a pedophile or of a sexual orientation, it used to say this does not include adults attracted to children. They specifically removed that from legislation. They had a huge pushback, so they removed that from the bill, and then in the middle of the night, they put it back in and passed it. So that means that pedophiles, what they're trying to move towards is that pedophiles are protected sexual orientation. In Greece, it is that way. That's why Tom Hanks moved there. I mean, people are moving there who are known pedophiles for that reason.
It's amazing.
I mean, I don't usually name names, but he's been caught quite a bit, so I think it's kind of fair. If people do their research, there's quite a bit on him.
I haven't looked into Tom Hanks, but I've heard the same stories.
Yeah, well, I just read that he moved to Greece, and the one thing about Greece is that pedophilia is a protected class. It's a actual sexual orientation. You cannot be prosecuted. I would think you'd be able to be prosecuted for raping a child, but you can be an open pedophile.
Wow. It's amazing, isn't it? Just it's come so far. But have you noticed that every one of these preferred behavior systems sponsored by the government and by the globalists all fail to end in procreation?
Yeah, it's all a depopulation agenda. And well, okay, I just had Richard Bartlett on my show, him and Scott Jensen. Scott Jensen is suing, he ran for governor of Minnesota, and he's been, they've weaponized the US government and the medical boards, and they've been gone off after his license 6 times. And so now he's suing the AG of Minnesota and the medical boards because he of his free speech. He can't even have an opinion. Without even this guy is not that he's pretty middle. He would have been completely in the middle 10 years ago. Nobody would have even thought of him as on the right. He probably was too soft for the right back then. Yet he's so considered so far right and extreme by these guys that they went after him 6 times. So I had him on my show, and I had Richard Bartlett on my show, Dr. Richard Bartlett, and Richard Bartlett brought up a study that talked about the mice. This was a study where they actually used the mRNA jab that they used for COVID. So it was a study based on these jabs, this mRNA jabs, these booster shots. It wasn't another mRNA technology. It was actually these. And after 5 shots, every single mouse died because their immune system was completely shot. Now, mice aren't exactly humans, but it gives you a good indication. And so people need to get their heads wrapped around the fact that this was actually an agenda to kill people. They wanted as many boosters in your arms. They know the numbers. See, the thing is, they know what does this to people, and they're still pushing it. And so, if you're pushing it and you know what does it to people, what else can you conclude? The conclusion is they were knowingly trying to get people to take shots that would destroy their immune system and increase their odds astronomically that they would die. That is that's on record. That's they know it. They knew it, and they did it anyways. So what does that mean? And that's what we're dealing with, Dave. I mean, that's how serious it is. And so how do we deal with that? How do we deal with people? And they're still in power. Those people are still in power, and they knowingly did that to the population. I mean, that's what we're dealing with.
Yeah, it speaks to an organizational structure, though. At the top levels, these people are inherently evil. They're probably satanic in origin, and I'm speaking about DNA, and it's a long story, but it goes back to Genesis 6. But when you move down from them to the next level, these people know what's going on, but they're the promised overlords. And I think those are the Bill Gates and Klaus Schwabs and so forth. And then below that, they get into the minions, the people that will do the bidding for reward, election to office. We can make voter fraud work for you or work against you, your choice. And we can also pay you a little bit on the side. And I think these are the three levels of control we see. It's like an intelligence operation. It's compartmentalized. A lot of it's need to know. And if you're mixed up in it, you really don't see the whole picture. I think forgive me for sounding immodest, but I think it takes people like you and me to stand aside, look at the pattern, and start to decipher what the organizational pattern is. And I think that when you talk about the Minnesota legislature doing what they did, and other legislatures doing what they're doing, where they promote pedophilia, they're just following the dollar. But this is an agenda that comes from the top of the planet.
It does, and they can't, not all can put these pieces together. That's why they're getting away with it, because they think that they're, and you know this from a psychology background, they know they're masters at it. They're convincing these people if to be a good person, you need to support people who have different gender ideologies and all these different tendencies. And I do want to support somebody who is born and feel different. They can be whatever the hell they want, but stay away from the children. You know, leave them alone and accept. And if you really do accept them for the body that they were given in birth. Help them understand, because that's who they were and what they were born with. Why can't you accept that? So this is such a, this is the truth. They're attacking the truth. They're attacking what's obvious. And people are, it's being crammed down our throats. And, but they can't, people can't see it because they're being brainwashed. You're not a good person unless you do it. The sad part with the, you know, the COVID shots, you're not a good person. And they're still putting that propaganda in our area. You're not a good person unless you get a shot because you're not. And the propaganda was endless, you know, a year or 2 years ago. And we're still dealing with it in some areas. But this is the psychology behind it. And so if you don't see the patterns, you don't see that they're pushing it from down high. You don't know you're sitting ducks. And we have to be able to explain to these people that this is what is going on. The evil, I mean, when they're trying to kill you, your family, your children, I mean, it's time to stand up and say, we, it's one thing about the transgender thing. It's another thing when they're trying to kill you. I mean, I don't know why, I don't know how there's anybody on the left anymore. I honestly, I think if you're still believing that, then there's, you are psychologically in a cult. You're brainwashed to the point of almost no return, or you're just completely dumb. I mean, I don't know what else to say about these people.
Well, the other thing I would say too, other than the organizational hierarchy, what I've observed from these people is that I agree with Trevor Loudon, who I think he's done the best work at exposing the communist element in our government. And he's not McCarthy people. He's not crazy. He's a legitimate journalist who validates and proves what he says. And I remember it was, gosh, 6, 7, 8 years ago, he identified 70 members of Congress that were in the American Communist Party or belonged to fringe groups connected to the American Communist Party. And the one thing that I'm hearing more and more from people that understand this ideology emanating out of the Cold War is that a communist is a communist is a communist. In other words, if you're a communist in Russia, you align with a communist in North Korea, in China, and the United States. And this is, when you look at this from this perspective, this explains why so many people in office are willing to take down America and ruin their own kids' future. They are committed to an ideology, and it's kind of like, well, the casualties are going to happen. Stuff happens when you're moving forward with an agenda that they think will benefit humanity. And I really think that people are failing in large part to look at the communist element that's at work here, because there's a brotherhood that's international, and this explains why so many of the people in this country who are serving are actually serving the communist ideology to destroy America.
Well, I think communism was is a tool. The globalists are above that, and they're using it as a tool
True.
for
That's
domination,
true.
right?
Well, they
And
embrace it from the dictatorial, "You shall have no other gods before me" standpoint.
they embrace it because it brings more power to the government, and then they control the government. So these guys, the communists, are useful idiots for the globalists. They are opposed. The communists do not support the globalists' agenda. They don't even know, and they're probably not even smart enough to know what it is. They're supporting their own, and we want to take care of all people, this utopia, thinking the government can take care of everything. And the thing is that the government's completely controlled by these globalists, and so they're like, ah, let's use these useful idiots to bring us maximum control, because communism gives the government pure power. And then we control the government, and we'll just control everything. And once these useful idiots understand what's really happening, they're the first ones that'll get killed. I mean, that's how Mao did it. That's how Stalin did it.
Yeah.
And
There's a
they
lot of
don't get
truth in
it.
it. There's a lot of truth in what you're saying. I would still say it is a connecting thread. I think Karl Marx should have replaced the phrase "workers of the world unite" with "despots and greedy people of the world unite," because this is what we're seeing here. And we're I know history pretty well. I used to teach it. And I have to tell you, we're following the Bolshevik plan of dismantling a country exactly like they started in 1919 under Lenin. And then we're looking at Stalinist Hitler type enforcement that's lining up. See, people, I don't think can foresee what's coming. That once that Bennett, from Colorado gets his dictatorial, shut you up at any cost legislation through, that's not enough, because then there'll be the town
That's
hall
never enough.
meetings. It'll be people speaking in the public square, passing out flyers at a shopping mall, and they're going to purge, and their purge will be deadly because these are communists. I mean, we're going to see the old proverbial FEMA camps come into play when they can't totally stamp out the talk of freedom.
Yeah, and the thing is, these communists are so brainwashed. Because they everything that they believe is, this utopian, it's none of that's going to come to fruition. It's the opposite of what they believe. Even Karl Marx was a tool for the globalists. He was hired to do that because they know it's a tool of control. And these people that can't see past that. They cannot see the bigger agenda. And they're given free rein. They have a lot of power now. The thing is they don't understand that once the government is, if they're not in control of the government, then what happens? It's only good when they're controlling it. They can't see past what it is when other people with different agendas control the structure that they just created. They're just not smart enough to see that. That's the problem. The freedom structure is about making sure nobody gets in control to be able to reign, do that reign of terror and tyranny, and they can't see that. They think, well, if we're in power and we're the tyrants, then everything's okay.
Yeah, well,
They can't see past themselves.
but they have to shut us up. This is why your conference was so important. If you were to look at a composite of your presenters, were there consistent themes that you saw emerge?
Well, every single one of them has been fighting for truth to get out there and to help people. Every single one of them is pro-humanity, really cares about people. They want freedom. They don't want tyrants. They don't want people to be hurt and killed. They want humanity to be healed. They want they just don't want this tyranny unleashed on people, and they're fighting back against lies. They're talking about what's really happened to people. And they came from all walks of life. I mean, people who were Democrats their whole life or Republicans their whole life, all across the board. And now they're all uniting, and people are uniting, saying, this is truly what's happening, people. And we want you to know the truth. And this is that we don't, this is not good for people. We want people to be killed and then lie about what's really going on. And those people have been silenced for decades. And it's been worse lately. The Twitter is one of the only ones that have kind of turned some stuff around, although there's indications that it's just as bad as before, and we can talk about some of that. But the common theme in the conference is, hey people, we want to move back to pro-human, back to what, where freedom, enlightenment. And let's not hurt each other. Let's protect each other's rights and life. Right to life, right to freedom, right to having a healthy family. And I don't think people realize the extent of what this censorship does.
Yeah, I think you're probably right on that point. I would also go on to say that I think we're establishing a norm through censorship about what will get you killed in the new regime once they're able to encircle and engulf us completely. And right now they haven't closed the loop because we're still speaking and more people are waking up. But when they can close the loop, I think they're telling you what they'll kill you for. And people like you and I, and people who are our biggest supporters will be on the hit list immediately. I don't think there'll be any redemption. Do you ever think about that?
No, I don't think about it at all because I don't. You might as well be dead anyways if they get control. So, I'm not even thinking about it. I'm gonna keep going and fighting, and truth is on our side, because censoring human trafficking, and there couldn't be anything more evil than censoring the human trafficking of little kids, right? And I have an amazing show that I probably by the time this comes out, I'll have it out with Paul Hutchinson. he has like $50 billion investment firm. He's very successful businessman who by day he does that, and then for the last 10 years he's been working as an agent with undercover agent with the CIA and with the Department of Homeland Security, because not everybody's bad in those circles. And he's been working with them to uncover rescue children, children who have been trafficked, kids from 10 to 18 years old, a lot of young kids. And his story, there's a movie coming out on July 4th about his life. And he's coming out now after 10 years of being undercover and sharing with people. And the reason he's coming out now is he's like, I want to make a difference. And when I started this, there was 8 million kids a year that were being sold into slavery. Now it's 10 million. He goes, so obviously that's not the best way to make a difference. And that when he had the biggest sting in history, saving like 130 children at once. And he tells a story. It's really an interesting story. And he says that every time we save maybe 20 children, all that did is create a vacuum, and another 20 children were victimized. It didn't stop the source of it. He goes, and he starts to dig into what the source of it is. And the source is the pattern, and I agree with him 100%. It's the pattern of abuse that people are suffering through. Because one out of four women are sexually abused before the age of 10. And he says one out of five men are abused as a child, but only one fourth of the one fifth are abused before the age of 10. And girls are much more abused than boys. But of those people, still a huge number of men and women. And a third of those people are, this is rough estimates, but a third of those people overcome and they become successful citizens. They overcome mentally, they become good parents, they're just productive people. Another third are forever traumatized, depressed, anxiety, internalize it, but don't act out on it. So those are they're decent people too, but they're suffering. And then the other third, and mostly men that act out when it comes to repeating the cycle, but women repeat the abuse cycle, whether it's with their children or whatever. They're just abusive people. But the men will, mostly men, will abuse again, and somehow in their mind, they think it's okay to have sex with a 10-year-old. So we're talking about millions of people that are out there who are out there in our society doing this. And he used a number where they have this black, they're analyzing the black market, and in just 1 month, they had 800 people download a video of a child being raped. And so how much, how many people do that? It's an enormous number. And these people are all over our society. They are more promoted by these globalists than anybody else because they're more easy to be blackmailed. But we were talking about the way to change this is to get to the children and the healing and keep the, and to, that we need to deal with the trauma. And now that we're in this war, and you know how much trauma is occurring right now with COVID, with all the stuff that's going on, the economy, every time this economy goes into recession, the number of suicides go up massively, the number of addiction, the number of child abuse goes up. We have so much trauma on top of what I just talked about. The number one way to get that we need, the one of the most important things, I don't know about the number one, but one of the most important things that we need to do is heal this trauma. After World War II, the governments after World War II realized that the family trauma was so severe that in order to bring civilization back to some kind of normalcy, they needed to deal with the trauma of families. And they did. For a couple decades, they dealt with the trauma of these families. And it really, really served the governments, the communities very well. We need to do that here in America. Actually, a lot of countries need to do it, but we need to do that here. And we can start solving our problems.
Well, has it gone too far? In other words,
Everything.
is
Everything
the
has.
path back impossible? So we have to adapt and go a different way?
Well, I think if we have people who are mentally ill walking around in mass numbers, trauma, trauma is, I don't know what word to use, but mentally ill, we're seeing it everywhere. You're seeing it. This is why we're okay with all these agendas. We have to get back to some kind of, the schools are all messed up because we got all these kids that are so screwed up. And they're screwing up the classrooms because the teachers don't know how to deal with them. It's really serious. And we're not going to deal with it now because we're in the middle of a war. We're in the middle of a civil war. We're in the middle of all these things. We, at some point when this is done, and the hope to God we win, which I think we will. I just think truth wins in the long run. We might go through a lot of hell We will go through a lot of hell in the meantime, but I think truth wins and God wins. And then we have a lot of rebuilding and growth to do, and a lot of trauma and healing. I think truth wins, Dave. I've never lost my faith. I think God's going to win. We're in truth. We're right. And that wins in the long run. Genocide and hurting millions and taking away people's freedoms, that doesn't win. You look at every great leader through history, starting with Jesus, Buddha, Gandhi, you can say there's negative things about all these people, but there nobody can argue that they weren't amazing leaders. You look at Martin Luther King, they all talked about freedom of speech being a pillar of civilized society. And for some reason, these idiots putting these panels together know better than them.
Well, there's an agenda. And if you go back to things that have been said historically from Prince Charles when he was prince,
Yeah, I agree. Yep.
okay, you know where I'm going with this, the depopulation quotes.
Yep.
I mean, and in fact, they underline the philosophy too. Who was it? David Spangler, the head of the eco division of the UN. He said, and I'll have to paraphrase because it's been years since I've looked at it, but he said, to get into the New World Order, you'll have to accept a Luciferian initiation.
They did say that. Yes, this is what we're dealing with. It's hard not to become more spiritual through this battle that we're in, and because it's so hard. And every religion, every one of them talks about a spiritual battle and hardship. And then afterwards, Christianity talks about 1,000 years of peace. But everyone talks about how you have to go through these battles and hardships. And that's what we're dealing with now. This is how can it be any worse than the children being trafficked? And the lunacy of, or knowing that your government was trying to kill all of you. And it's coming down from the most powerful people on the planet.
Yeah, but the problem is, you're free to say that right now,
I
and
know.
people are free to contemplate this and say, okay, change is needed. Soon, when our voices disappear, where will the strand to attach morality to come from?
That's right. I mean, that's why I started the United for Free Speech, right? Because there isn't, and we've talked about this a lot, there isn't anything more important than free speech. Taking Google, taking down doctors who are giving people alternatives for even alternatives for cancer or alternatives for all these things, that's blood on your hands. You're ki literally killing people through not allowing people to have answers on how to solve their problems. And serious, life or death problems. And so I am 100. This is the most important thing. It's kind of like, with the WHO, the World Health Organization. There, some people call them the big Borg, trying to take, they're taking over the entire world's healthcare. That's one of the agendas. They're doing it through treaties. They're doing it through international organizations. They have a lot of legal ways that they're taking over everything that's going on. But I see free speech being the guns in a war. You know what I mean? The bullets in a war. If you don't have ammunition to fight, you will not win. Free speech is your ammunition for freedom for all things good. If they take away that, we lose our ammunition. We lose our ability to fight. And that's why it's so important. It's I don't know what's more important. It's a foundational element to freedom. Because if you take it away, you won't have freedom. You won't have anything.
Okay, so let me ask you this question. If they do move forward with this, is it time to get the pitchforks out? It's time for revolution.
I think that we do everything we can to keep freedom of speech alive. If we lose our freedom of speech, what comes next is unbearable. And history has proven that to be true. It just will be. Genocide follows. And they tried that with COVID, which was a form of genocide. They totally shut us down everywhere they could. And then COVID followed, which was an act of genocide. And it will get worse because they're not done, and COVID did not work the way they wanted it to. And they are moving to more aggressive and more severe ways to implement their agenda. If we lose our freedom of speech, genocide, mark my words, genocide in some fashion. We can talk about what fashion it will be. It could be as simple as them rounding us up. Or it could be as complicated as some kind of pandemic in disguise of genocide in disguise of a pandemic. I don't know what it's going to be, but mark my words, that comes after freedom of speech is fully engaged.
I've got a thought on this. I know I'm going to reference the University of Hawaii decades-long research on genocide. And what they first asked was, who kills more people, governments or world wars? And they said, clearly it's governments. And then the second thing said, are there any precursors? And what they found in the 16 genocides in the 20th century is that all of them were preceded by gun confiscation. But to the point of our conversation, what they didn't look at, and I think they should have looked at, is preceding gun confiscation, how much was the media controlled, where you had state-run media? And I think that that should have been looked at. And I suspect that it's a progressive domino. In other words, free speech goes, then guns go, and then the genocide begins.
That's right. Free speech comes first. Tyrants always take care of they take over the press and free speech first. If you look at every major tyrant throughout history, that's what they did. Every single one of them. Now, are you talking about, some of the ones that aren't as known and some small genocides and stuff? I haven't looked at every single one from that person, but every single major one. Absolutely, free speech was taken away.
Yeah, so we're in agreement on that point. And we're in, see, they're trying to get the guns, and they're like simultaneous actions, trying to get the speech, trying to get the guns. But the free speech allows us to organize. And also too, legislators are, especially at the local levels, they're sensitive to public opinion much more than at the national level. And for gun confiscation to truly work, you have to have a buy-in of all three levels. And if the state officials and county and city officials aren't hearing from their people, they're just going to go along with the power base. And that's how the guns will be taken. And this is why silencing our voice, and Gun Owners of America, for example, will be the step to get our guns. And that's when we'll see the FEMA camps. That's when we'll see the mass executions. And but I will tell you too, revolution carries its pitfalls too, to stand up for the rights. I totally agree with Jeff Nyquist. Doug Thornton and I interviewed him on our TV show, and Jeff said the Chinese are just waiting for us to go into severe civil conflict with each other, and that's when they're going to invade. And I think that is very likely.
Well, what happens is you create a power vacuum when the powerful here loses their power, right? So unless you're ready to replace it with something that's healthy, you better be careful because you're going to create a power vacuum. And we don't, they'll just take advantage of it. China, anybody will take advantage of it who wants to take over this country. There's also a risk of the people that are out there pushing for, they're completely anti-government, right? And I can understand being anti-government, but these guys are so anti-government, they don't think the government should even exist. And they have this idea that if we take, and it's a growing movement, if we take the government down completely within 5 minutes, I've heard this quote, within 5 minutes, all the rest of the world will take down their governments too
Not
because
true.
government is no, I know.
No.
the government has no, I'm like, no, what will happen? We take down our government. It's the same thing with revolution. We take our government. Those people are not taking down their government. They're taking us over.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, and they'll take us over within 5 minutes. And so that there's a growing movement of people who are naive enough to think that getting rid of government is an answer. And you better know your history. And the history shows that all that's going to happen is we'll be taken over by a more powerful government. It's just so basic. And I don't know why there's so many people out there who are so gullible on all sides of the aisle.
Well, their indoctrination in the schools is working. They're dumbing down in the mainstream media, preventing certain topics from being discussed in social media. It's having an effect. And it's having an effect. Let me just give you one obvious stat. Since the advent of COVID and the subsequent actions, the American IQ has dropped precipitously. And people say, well, Dave, the number you're quoting is not big. It's huge for the time frame. The average IQ of America has dropped 2%. And that is enormous. And then, of course, mental illness is off the chart. In fact, what did I just read? Oh, it was a study out of ASU that's getting some national attention, but the left is not happy about it. They said during the lockdowns, and this will show the simultaneous problems with low IQ, that sex crimes against kids quadrupled,
That's right.
depression doubled. And so all these things that I call the human misery index increased exponentially, and we're getting more stupid. So we're just falling prey to this. And what another people don't realize too is this is a Maoist cultural revolution we're going through. In other words, what we're looking at here, Sarah, is the Maoist cultural revolution says tear down the fundamentals of society before you can change it. And this is what we're seeing here. Who in their right mind 5 years ago would have said transgender behavior is going to be considered to be normal and preferable?
And these young kids have been brainwashed to the point where they support it. There's a backlash amongst some of the young kids, but I'm telling you, there's huge percentage of young kids who, and I'm talking young, maybe older high school, but college age kids are all supporting this. And to a point where if you don't say, because the schools start open asking you what your pronouns are. They're supporting it in the schools. And if somebody's a drag queen or whatever, they get the hollers from the kids, go girl, that kind of stuff. I don't know how we could got we are in a very dangerous situation where they've brainwashed a whole generation of people. And we will be fighting this for a long time. And Satanism has become more mainstream. There's a lot of Satanists,
Well,
and it's
Target
more.
is selling Satanist kids' clothing. I'm very serious. I was in the news this morning. It's causing a backlash, and their stock has taken a hit. So what you're saying is 100% correct. But the thing is we're here and we're free to identify it to the point of this broadcast. And very soon, the voices to oppose this satanic, and it's forget communist for a second. The ultimate goal of communism is Satanism. Karl Marx called religion the opiate of the masses. And so this is the institution of Satan's rule on earth.
And they don't know it. They're too dumb to realize it. There was a quote from the Satanist that talked about how really, and it was in one of the major newspapers or the publications, it was online, about how the Satanist actually designed some of these, the Target stuff, and how Satan doesn't really exist. This is what he that said. Satan doesn't really exist. It's really just a symbolism for us as Satanists. And that if Satan did exist, that he would love all people, and Satan represents love. It said that. I just read it yesterday. And I couldn't believe I was reading it. But that's what these people believe. And we're dealing with, okay, there's a guy that's in prison right now who is in the woman's prison. He's a transgender, and him and his one of his co-conspirators are in there, both of them. But there was like three of them that got prosecuted. But they, his daughter was part of these rape, this pornography films, and he was creating this porn business, and his daughter was in it. And so he was prosecuted for that and put in prison for raping his own daughter and selling pornography with her. Now he's in prison, and he's a Wiccan. He's a witch, and he wants to worship his stuff. And so now he's suing the, I don't remember, he's suing the prison and the state. I don't remember what state he's in for freedom of religion because he wants all these different things. He wants to be able to have a cloak. He wants to have all these different religious elements so that he can practice his religion.
He's probably going to be granted it.
That's
No, I'm
what's
being very
happening.
serious.
I know, but see, the thing is that in order for our country to work, because that is legal, his rights under our Constitution is he should have the right for freedom of religion. But in order for our stuff to work is you need to have people with morals and values. And when you get people who are that corrupted and degenerates, it doesn't work. And that's us as a people ignoring all this trauma and all this abuse and all this trafficking. It was the censorship of it that caused the problem. We wouldn't have ignored it if it wasn't censored. And I'm telling you, censorship is the core to how these people are able to implement their agenda.
No, I totally agree. And I remember in the 2016 election, I documented, and I wasn't alone in this, Hillary Clinton's allegiance to devil worship. In fact, she attended a satanic temple in LA once a month. And this was pretty well documented. And people just, they laughed at me. A lot of people laughed at me. Some didn't, but a lot of people laughed at me. That conspiracy theorist, unfounded, even though I would present the proof, we had pictures. And I'm wondering now if these same people are laughing. They didn't think it was possible for a U.S. politician. I mean, and Trevor Loudon went through this too. I've heard him talk about this, an appearance he made in a church. He said, no one wanted to believe me that 70 U.S. Congress people were tied to the American Communist Party. And I come forward with my statement and said, people didn't want to believe that Hillary Clinton was tied to the occult and Satan, and it's just where we are. But see, people, you get to consider whether this is true. Sarah, in the time we have left, I think it's important for people to go do their own research and hear from people other than us. So tell people how they can go hear the presenters that came to your conference digitally and presented their views on censorship.
Yeah, please go to unitedforfreespeech.com. We have a couple, like four of them, of the speeches are now public. I'm gonna be making almost all of them public with over the next few weeks. But if you want to watch them immediately, you can buy a ticket. You can use the keyword or the coupon code Hodges and save 25%. Otherwise, go there, listen to the speeches. We have a new act. Act three is coming out the end of July, so look for that. We have amazing people already lined up to speak. Each conference, we're going to have other people who have topics that are so important for you to hear. They've all been censored. The topics have been censored, and so you're not going to hear about censorship the whole time. You're going to hear about topics that you really haven't been able to hear because those topics have been censored. It's so important that you support this cause,
Exactly.
and it's so important. The
We're
other,
out of
go
time,
ahead.
Sarah. I'm sorry, but that
Oh,
coupon code again.
SarahWestell.com.
Yes.
Other than
Okay,
that,
sarahwexel.com, but also to the coupon code again.
Hodges. Use Hodges, and you'll save 25%.
Okay. And you go to United Free Speech.
United for Free Speech. UFFFS. So it's United for Free Speech.
Okay. All right. Thanks for joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, very serious topic. We can never give up our freedoms. In my opinion, if they take away the internet, it's time then we separate and we withdraw our consent to be governed by these communists. Anyway, that's it for the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here next time. Thanks so much to Sarah for joining us. God bless all of you. Take care.